You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to the Fearless Business Podcast, sharing with you the business behind running a business. We're your hosts, Jamie Lieberman
and Mary Clavier. Each week, we'll be bringing you great guests, insights from our experiences, and a behind-the-scenes look at all the topics you may be afraid to tackle in your business, but shouldn't be.
So sit back, get comfy, and let's get started.
Welcome to episode 79 of the Fearless Business Podcast. I'm Mary, and I'm here with my co-host, Jamie. And today, we are talking all about copycats.
Is there ominous music that...
Oh, yeah.
Or angry? Or
Don
a gift?
Will put something. There's got to be something.
Something. Something. Man, I'm feeling fired up.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fired up. Because it happened to me recently. That was not awesome. We could talk about it.
Yeah.
It's happening to my clients lately.
I don't know what people do in an effort to like, it's not even like get rich quick. I want to say get rich quick, but like,
yeah,
you're not.
It makes no sense.
So it doesn't make sense.
I mean, I think we should start by talking about like all the emotions you feel when you get copied. Cause like, obviously the first one is rage. I mean, for me, it was rage.
Or surprise. Mine was shock first. Cause I'm
that's fair.
Cause I'm like, someone's copying me? Like, why? Well, first, like, what? Is that for real? Why would they copy me? I don't know. So, yeah, mine was first surprise.
Yeah, mine was anger and rage.
Then I think when I realized that it was, in fact, copying, it went very quickly over to anger and rage. Because it was the first, I would say, was like shock and confusion. And then
confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Although I sort of had a bit of a heads up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into specifics because this person doesn't deserve the attention.
Right.
But I had a bit of a heads up that it could happen. So I didn't have as much shock and confusion when it actually did. I just went, oh, there it is. It did happen.
Mine was
yours
more
was out
surprise.
Of left field.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Not cool.
But I find that it ends up being someone who's kind of lurking. Right?
Right.
So you're like,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this is why you asked to pick my brain.
Yes.
Awesome. So it definitely, I was super, I mean, this is fresh. This just happened.
Yeah.
And I'm all for, there's room for everybody. I'm truly a believer that it's totally cool to have other people in the space doing the same things that you do. In my legal practice, too, I mean, there's loads of cool people who they don't offer my services because they can't because they're not me, but they offer their own version.
Right.
And that's awesome. And there's space for everybody.
Right. There's space if you do it your way.
Right. Yes. So I felt mad.
Yeah.
I sent a number of texts in all caps to some friends.
I think I did that too. I mean, you were on the receiving end of some of those.
Yeah. If you weren't in Europe, you would have been on the receiving
end. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was... mostly it was just a link to a website saying, does this look familiar? Because it's not my website. Yeah. So then I felt mad. And then I said, okay, not going to be mad.
Yeah.
Then I felt disappointed.
I remember what you told me that Don told you was that you have 24 hours. The 24-hour rule. I was mad and upset. I was really – and like – I felt blindsided. Yeah. And you said you have 24 hours to feel all the feelings. And I did.
I love that rule.
Yeah.
I stole that from Don. We do always give him credit for that, but it's really, it's good because it gives you permission to be mad, sad, disappointed, right. all the things, but then you're not dwelling in it and living in it right. for the next like month.
Right.
So my 24 hour period is over. I'm no longer permitted to be angry. No, I'm just not going to waste those emotions. But then it sort of led to the question of how do you deal when you feel right. that way? And what do you do when someone copies you?
Yeah.
And I think there's two things you have to think about. One is your actual feelings, like what's your relationship with this person? Two, what are your legal rights when somebody copies you? I think we should talk about both.
I think so too.
I'll handle the legal stuff.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please handle the legal things. It wouldn't be wise or smart.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I feel like the emotions first, like, what do you do? So in my situation, I'm not going to do anything. There's nothing really that I can do.
Right.
I could reach out and say, wow, this looks familiar.
Very familiar.
Not sure why you're using some of my taglines and, you know, sort of my philosophies. Because mm-hmm. That's one thing I like really pride myself on and I've built for a long time is the hashtag legal brand has really clear messaging.
Yes.
It's my
message.
Because
it's you. Yes.
Yeah. It's how I feel and it's how right. I practice and it's how I live and the whole purpose behind everything that I do. So that feels so personal to me. And so when that's taken, it feels like, oh man. So I could do that, but I opted not to. I'm not going yeah. to because I don't think it'll get me anywhere. And I don't think there'll be any confusion in the marketplace. I think it'll be pretty clear. It just doesn't do anything. It's not going to be stopped. It's right. then going to cause more of a clashing. And yeah. I don't want to be fodder on social media.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a good use of your energy dollars.
Yes. Oh, energy dollars. I yeah. like that.
Yeah.
It's true.
I was told quite some time ago by Spirit Lady Pat, you know, I have my friend Spirit Lady Pat, and she said, you have to be mindful of how you spend your energy every day. You're allotted a certain number of energy dollars for the day. And watch how you spend them. And it kind of goes with the 24-hour rule thing too, that after you're mad and angry and upset, like, what do you do? And I chose also to not take any action. I mean, what was I going to go, like, hash it out with the person? Like, no, really, I just want to do my thing. I want you to leave me alone because I want to do my thing.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. This is one of the biggest reasons. And I get a lot of flack. I just did an all-day mastermind with a friend of ours, oh, Amber yeah. De La Garza. She's the best. Mm-hmm. She put together this. That. I know. She put together this like really cool mastermind where she invited, I think there was like 8 of us and we were local to New York. Amber is from Vegas and her friend also came from Vegas, but the rest of us were in the New York, New Jersey areas. Our friend Amanda Berlin was there. There was loads of really cool people. Jacqueline Malone. We had some good times.
Yeah.
A lot of them were talking about the business books that they read and all these things. And I just had blank faces and their Enneagrams. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Those
I don't. But. I don't do any of that stuff, take any of that stuff. And this is actually part of the reason for me. And
yeah.
For lots of people, those books. I know you read a lot
yeah,
of business
I
books.
Yeah, I read the business books. I love them.
Super helpful. Yeah. They're great for you. They muddle my brain.
Yeah.
I get distracted by other people's thoughts. Mm-hmm. So this is why. This yeah. is why I don't, if someone, like I recently hired someone to come on part-time and do marketing for hashtag legal.
She's
said,
amazing.
Who are your competitors? She's hats off to Laura for their Instagram. I got to tell you, she's got a lot of cool stuff planned too. Like she's an incredible hire. And if I can steal her forever, I will. Laura asked me, who are your competitors? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't.
Yeah.
And it's better for
yeah.
me. It's better. It just.
Yeah. I even for brief transitions, I don't follow competitors either. Like it's a product and it's a brand. There's other people doing maybe something similar, but a little bit different. And still, I just rather not, like you said, it's noise. And then it just distracts me. And I, not even from a copying standpoint, but it makes me feel like, I always see what they're doing great and then I love what they're doing and it makes me feel bad about whatever I'm doing. When so it's just like such a, you know.
I agree. Yeah. I try to stay away from it. So I'm going to put my blinders back on and I'm just yeah. not going to pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
However, there are times that you do have to pay attention to it because your intellectual property is only as good as you protect it. So, you know, when you have a trademark, when you have a copyright and I'll briefly touch on what those are, because I don't want to make this too much of a legal conversation, because then Mary and Don will fall asleep. No, just kidding.
No, legal's it's important to know. And actually, I've had things like this too with brief transition to trademark. Yes. It's important. It's important.
So trademarks are your brand. They're the name that you associate with your goods or services. And they can be protected by federal or state. I typically recommend federal. Some people do state, but we're going to be talking about federal mostly, registration of your trademark. And that allows you to protect your brand name. If you have a trademark registered or not, because even if you don't register your trademark, you do get some rights in your name. You need to protect your name. So if someone starts a similar business, similar services with the same or similar name, that you can't hang out on. You got to do something about that. And so that one's a little bit easier. It's a little more black and white because trademarks are easier to understand. Copyright's the hard part. You know, some things, whatever you create that's original, you get a copyright in, meaning you get some protections. They're called common law if they're not registered. When you register a work, an original work, you get more protections. I'm not going to go into fully. I think I should do a full episode on this, Mary.
You should.
Yeah. So maybe at a later date, I'll talk more about trademarks, copyright, and give that little primer and talk a little bit. I can even give some good examples of people who have had copying. I mean, anything from the scraping of a website. I have a client right now who's completely had her entire website scraped. They've purchased the .net version of her domain. Yeah, it's crazy. I know. And she's filed DMCA takedown notices, which are the basically copyright takedown notices. Nothing's happening. We have to intervene. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
That, I know, and it's diverting traffic. It's
so
like
unfortunate.
Why do people do that?
Why do people do that? Like, why? It's not sustainable. You're not going to last if your business model is to copy someone else. It doesn't make any sense.
I can't figure out like what's the point on that one? I mean, you're going to get pulled.
Right.
Maybe you get, I think they've thrown up some ads. So they get a little bit of AdSense from it and hope that,
it doesn't get shut down. Yeah.
Yeah. And if they do it to enough people, you make enough money, you know, it's like a few cents from each person, you'll actually start making money. Those are the blatant, the easy ones, right? The ones where someone literally lifts your photograph or a friend of ours. Did you see, we have a friend who's a photographer, Danielle. She just posted on her Insta story. A brand just lifted one of her photos.
Oh, get out. I didn't see that yet.
Yeah. And she's like, what is going on? Stuff like that. Those copycats, those are easy. You have to make sure that you go
send
after
them.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. If and you send find the letters.
Them, right. That's the thing too. You have to even in my case, which was not a straight copycat from a website, it was a friend that told me about it. She had confused my event with someone else's and showed me and said, oh, but isn't this your event? And it wasn't. So it depends if you even find it.
Allow you to at least track when somebody is using them, when someone's trying to register a name. So that's definitely, copyright's a lot harder to find out. There's like Google image searches. There's definitely software that you can use, but that's frustrating. If someone does that kind of blatant copying, another really common example is the one we were talking about is somebody copies your course. You know, they join your membership site.
Yep.
They start taking your, I have a client that's happening too right now.
Yeah.
We've had to deal with that. So if somebody's in your membership site, in your course, kick them out and have terms and conditions that say that you can. So that's important. And let them know to stop copying what it is that you're doing.
Yeah. The hard part comes. That happened too. So unfortunate. Oh, and then you have to find them. You know, I mean, some are smarter than others and they try to like hide their name and stuff. So
that's crazy.
It was a crazy one.
In those instances, you know, definitely make sure you protect your intellectual property. And I'll say, like, if you don't know, you can ask a lawyer, one that specializes in intellectual property, because it's a very specialized area of law. It's very important that you talk to someone who understands that. Like, I wouldn't write a will or do a real estate closing because that's not my area. But sometimes attorneys will dip their toe in intellectual property and things can go sideways for sure.
Go to her copycat.
Yes. Thank you. Please. And so those are the instances where it's fairly simple. And I do have a lot of people going, I don't want any conflicts. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But the problem is if you sit on it, if you don't do anything about it, you actually lose rights in your intellectual property. Mm. So part of being a creator is knowing that that is part of your job. You just have to realize that if you want to be a creator who sells what you create and you want to keep ownership of that, that you are just going to at times have to stop people from stealing it.
Yeah.
The instances where it's hardest is sort of what happened to me, what happened to Mary, is when someone takes your idea, because unfortunately ideas are not copyright protected. And there's levels of how strongly copyright is protected. So like text on a website, not as protected as a beautiful photograph that you took. So it's really hard when someone sort of takes your copy and just changes it just enough. And that's frustrating. That is going to be a part of your business. That's going to be a part of what happens. And that's, I think, why we led with, how do you feel about it?
Right.
And how do you handle that?
And you're allowed to be, I mean, we said before, but you're allowed to feel all the feelings and you're allowed to be mad. You know, people say all the time, I don't think we talked about this yet, but they say like, oh, they say, oh, well, you're big enough that you're being copycatted. You know, like that's a way of success. You should be flattered. Like that means you're that means you're successful. Get out of here.
I'm not flattered.
Yes.
You know what? I'd be flattered if someone sent me a note and was like, you're doing a great job. That would work for me. That would be good.
Yeah.
I'd take it like, thank you.
Yeah. Read my newsletter, comment on my stuff.
Yeah.
That you like what I'm doing.
In a great way. And then I can do that back for you.
Right.
Because I would. Right. I love supporting other attorneys. I love being able to refer business. I love being able to talk about somebody who's doing something revolutionary, doing something different, doing it on their own terms. And when you find who you are, what you are, what your voice is, you don't need that.
Right.
So if you find yourself being influenced by the people around you and you sort of find yourself going down that path and you maybe are a little too influenced, I think it's time to step back and think to yourself, okay, like, who am I? What am I offering? What is different about me and my product or service?
Yes.
And once you get that clear, there's never any a second of what you can or can't be. It, you know, we've talked about this, like, it took 15 years of legal practice to get where I am, to get that message clear. It takes time. It takes effort. I was not who I was 10 years ago. I could not have started this practice 10 years ago because I didn't have the experience and I didn't know who I was as a lawyer, as a business person, what I was capable of. And so there's so much value in experience. And that'll, I think, take it out as well. You'll find the people that are doing that are the ones that may not have a clear message on who they are.
Yeah. And each of those things that happen to you, whether it's someone's copycatting or something else that's an uncomfortable or bad or frustrating situation, those all make you into the person you are that helps you build your voice. A lot of those things that have happened to me, a lot of the things with even running the community that I've run over these past few years have all kind of gone into what the Transitions Collective stands for now and what I believe in terms of valuing people's time and expertise, in terms of what I feel is the strength of bringing community together and how we can truly support each other. It really is community over competition, but I think a lot of people like overuse that and just like butcher it in such a way. But do you really strongly, passionately feel that you want to bring people together and that people can live in the same space? I believe they can, but definitely after having a copycat, I viewed it a lot differently in how strongly I felt about that phrase. So all of those things, they go into
it. It's so true. And so I think my advice is leading with grace. You can be super mad in your text messages to your friends, your tribe, your crew. You can vent, you can send all the four letter words that you want. But then I think taking that step back and not, you don't have to feel flattered at all, but then step back and really evaluate, do I have to do something about this? Is this something that merits a conversation? Do I need to get a lawyer involved? Is it that bad? Is it gone that far? And if you don't, I think then you need to block it and make peace with it. Check it or have a friend check it every once in a while to make sure it hasn't moved into a space where you do have to step in because you can't sort of willfully ignore it. But if that's going to trigger something in you, you're going to be angry, you're going to lose a day for it, then have someone trusted check it and say, you may want to take a look at this because I think it's gone from a little bit of copying your ideas and philosophies to full-fledged copying. And so I think that's, exactly. So I think it's really important, you know, when you're doing things out in the public eye, when you're selling a product or a service, it's part of it. And it's just something that you have to learn to deal with, however that looks for you. And it's not just the, I'm going to sick my lawyer on it, but also figuring out how to not let it use all your energy. I love that. I do. Yeah.
And
you're making woo.
Yeah. I'm going to convert you to woo.
You are.
Like faster than you think. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
You're breaking through my black heart, Mary.
You have some woo in you anyway. I won't tell you too much about it because I don't want to scare you off, but you do because you go with your gut all the time.
That is true.
And that is a big woo thing. But what I want to add to it is that set the boundaries for yourself that you need to set, right? If you, like Jamie, how you choose not to read business books, if you need to unfollow or mute someone, do it. Like, you know what messes with your head and what doesn't. So if you find that you're putting too much into what another person says or how they react or whatever the case may be, like, just clear it from your mind, like, and also clear it from your social media if you need to. There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think, because you have to do whatever you need to do to protect yourself to be able to continue with your voice and moving forward with your business.
I think that's awesome. I like that. That's really good advice. It's true in everything you do in your business, just knowing your boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not related at all, but I had a potential new client. We were talking and she wanted something done very quickly and I'm going on vacation next week. And I said to her, I was like, I'm not going to have time this week because we're completely full. My staff could not do what she needed. It had to be me because it was a little bit of my expertise. Mm-hmm. I said, it's going to have to wait till I get back. And if you can't wait, I totally understand. I understand if you want to go look for somebody else. That's a hard boundary,
but I
really need vacation.
You do. We all do. And with your experience, you know that that's what one of your boundaries are. Like, it is. It's a boundary. And we all need them. Otherwise, you burn out. I mean, I'm just going to throw out all the phrases today. My other favorite phrase is, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Yes. So do what you need to do to be able to put those boundaries in place to make yourself like survive and not burn out. And I think copycats really tie into that, you know? I'm drinking some kind of water over here that I feel very like,
you're so zen. I really love it. It feels good. Maybe some of your zen can rub off on Don.
I don't know if I feel so zen because I'm like melting, but
because it's 95 degrees in France and they don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
How cool is this? Our podcast is across continents.
That's really cool, huh? Recording internationally today.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Super fun.
So we'd love to hear from everybody, all of our listeners. Have you dealt with a copycat? How do you deal with it? Definitely. I mean, look, I could talk all day about the legal side of it, but I'd love to hear how you sort of handle it, the emotional side of it, the side that makes you so angry and how do you put it past you? What are your rules? What are your boundaries? I think this is a great conversation to have and make it a constructive one. And so I feel like having this conversation, I feel like I've let go of a lot of it because I'm like, okay, there we go. We put it out in the universe. We talked about it. Now it's gone.
It was my zen. So, that's what my zen does to you.
I need you to come back to New York, please, because I miss you.
Can't go too long. Yeah, I miss New York too. And I miss you, obviously. But I agree. I want to hear, you know, without making it rehash for people after their 24-hour period, you know, talk wisely about whatever it is you went through. But I really want to hear because I think it's important to have these conversations and not feel like you just have to bottle it all up or go to an extreme where you like regret a couple days later that you blasted someone on social media.
Yes.
Like, please don't do
another, that. Yeah. That's actually another really good thing about the 24 hours.
Yes.
Don't do anything.
Don't do anything.
Just be mad to your friends.
Yeah.
Do not fire anything off. That 24 hours lets you have clarity. Sleep on it.
And, you're very close friends. Don't go.
Yeah. The people you trust, your tribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody knows that other person, leave them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be somebody who doesn't know this person at all. Right. Yes, it is. Yeah. That's purely just to sort of get your emotions out to deal with them instead of ignoring them. So this is our episode on copycats. It was a therapy session for Mary and I. We hoped you guys enjoyed it. And feel free. We'd love to hear from you in the HQ. You can find us fearlessbusinesspodcast.com, Fearless Business Podcast Group in Facebook, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And if you want to leave us a review, we would love that too.
We love ratings and reviews.
Yes, please.
Thanks so much. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. We'd love it if you'd subscribe and share this podcast. Reviews are amazing too. Visit fearlessbusinesspodcast.com for more information. If you'd like to connect with Jamie, visit #-legal.com.
And if you'd like to connect with Mary, visit thetransitionscollective.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.